Title, Trade Secret Litigants Take Note, California District Court provides guidance on obtaining a preliminary injunction and expedited discovery. Content, in trade secrets litigation, it is often critical to expeditiously obtain protection from further disclosure or continued misappropriation of the trade secret at issue through a motion for preliminary injunction. Courts are quick to point out, however, that preliminary injunctions are an extraordinary and drastic remedy, and are only to be granted if the movant, by a clear showing, carries the burden of persuasion as to each element of the preliminary injunction test. Lopez v. Brewer, 680F.3D 1068, 1072, 9th Circle 2012, observing that to obtain preliminary injunctive relief, a plaintiff must generally demonstrate that, 1. He is likely to succeed on the merits of such a claim, 2. He is likely to suffer irreparable harm in the absence of preliminary relief, 3. The balance of equities tips in his favor, and 4. That an injunction is in the public interest. Generally, a plaintiff can increase the likelihood of success on a motion for preliminary injunction by ensuring that its complaint describes the trade secrets at issue with particularity and contains detailed factual allegations regarding the nature and mode of misappropriation. It is often advisable for a plaintiff to also petition the court for authorization to conduct early discovery to further understand the suspected trade secret theft, which may further buttress plaintiff's position. That it is likely to succeed on the merits of its claim and likely to suffer irreparable harm without an injunction at the outset of the case. In federal court, expedited discovery may be authorized under Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, Rule 26, D. 2, for good cause, and for the parties and witnesses' convenience and in the interests of justice. Phillips Ney LLC v. Advanced Imaging Serves, et al., Case number 2:21CV00876JMAC, 2021 WL 259-3291, at asterisk 2, ED Cal, June 24, 2021. The recent decision in Phillips provides valuable insight for clients and practitioners alike with respect to how to successfully make a request for expedited discovery to support a motion for preliminary injunction in the context of trade secret litigation. In that case, Phillips alleged that Advanced Imaging Services, AIP, a medical device equipment company that services Phillips medical imaging devices, had fraudulently obtained access to Phillips's internal computer network and misappropriated trade secrets incorporated into Phillips' copyright-protected service and diagnostic software on its medical imaging devices. 2021 WL 259-3291, at asterisk 1. Phillips filed a motion for preliminary injunction the day after it filed its complaint, along with a request for expedited discovery to support its motion for equitable relief, ID. In response, AIP argued that expedited discovery was inappropriate because Phillips had been aware of the alleged theft for more than a year before filing its complaint, had failed to identify its trade secrets with the particularity required under California Code of Civil Procedure Section 2019.210, Section 2019.210, and because the requested discovery was overbroad. Phillips, 2021 WL 259-3291, at asterisk 4. The court rejected AIP's arguments and found that Phillips had demonstrated good cause to conduct its requested expedited discovery. Particularly instructive was the reasoning behind the court's rejection of AIP's overbreadth argument. The court noted that Phillips had sufficiently identified in its filings how each interrogatory and each request for production related to the pending motion for preliminary injunction, thus satisfying its burden to show how each of those requests were appropriate for early discovery and would aid the court in resolving the preliminary injunction motion. ID. At asterisk 5. Also notable was the court's rejection of AIP's timeliness argument. The court found that the length of time Phillips allegedly knew of the misappropriation was immaterial in light of Phillips's claim of ongoing abuse. ID. Finally, the court dispensed with AIP's argument under Section 2019.210, as the grounds for Phillips's motion for preliminary injunction did not rest solely on the trade secret causes of action. ID Phillips thus offers important guidance to help tip the scales in favor of a motion for expedited discovery intended to support a pending motion for preliminary injunction, at the outs.